Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Today I want to go through and cover a couple of things. One of them is about what I mean by when I'm bullish. What does it actually translate to when I say that I'm bullish? Of course, it was last Monday, Tuesday, whenever it was, that we went into an uptrend. The technical definition of an uptrend is a higher high and a higher low. That's all we need. Of course, we saw that on the daily. A really clear, concise, obvious higher low was set, and a very strong subsequent run from there has progressed. Now, what do I mean when I say that I'm bullish? Because I know that a lot of people are thinking, well, it's going to fall, it's going to reverse, whatever. There's a lot of people saying a lot of things, but most people are just happy that the market's going up. But I want to explain what that means. If I say that I'm bullish, does that mean that I'm buying the market immediately? The answer is no, not at all. Now, as an investor in the space, if I had, if I was sitting in Tether, for example, or dollars and looking to wait for the opportunity to buy Bitcoin, then yes, as the trend breaks into an uptrend, that would be the optimal time for me to buy. Okay, so as it broke up through, 68, let me look at the chart, 68. 43, around 6,850 was when that trend broke up, right? There was some resistance there on the daily. It held there for a bit, then it pushed through in a big way with some pretty strong volume, and it held and consolidated. If I was investing and sitting on the sidelines, then I would be looking to buy Bitcoin as that trend went from, not really a downtrend, but not an uptrend, sort of sideways almost to an uptrend on the daily. But when I'm bullish, what I mean by that is the trend has changed. So now I'm more so looking for opportunities to the upside against Bitcoin. Now I'm bullish Bitcoin, and Bitcoin is kind of like the S&P 500 if we're talking about the global economy. The S&P 500 is a relative benchmark to the world's markets, really. I know it's just the US, but if the S&P 500 is doing well, the rest of the world's markets tend to be a bit more stable. It's just the way it is. If the S&P 500 is having a bad time, then we tend to see the rest of the market to have a hard time as well, typically. So Bitcoin is our index for crypto. If Bitcoin goes up, we tend to see the market follow. So when I said I got bullish Bitcoin, what I'm looking for now is opportunities to trade Bitcoin. Yes, I invest in cryptocurrency. I invest in crypto assets, in blockchain projects. I invest in tokens. But I trade as well. So for me, the market going bullish is great because hopefully that will continue to move higher and my investments will do well. That's the hope for that. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm in no rush with my investments because they're investments, and I'm used to making investments for years and waiting for results, for them to creep up or for something to happen. I'm used to that. But when it comes to trading, I'm waiting for very specific entry points that fit my rules. Now, I'll be honest, this most recent run-up, I have not found anything that fits my very specific set of rules. So while I sit here and I say that I'm bullish Bitcoin, it doesn't mean that I'm out there buying it or trading it with leverage right now, because I've got to wait for my opportunities. And I'll wait as long as it takes, because if I zoom out, I did a video for members today on Market View. If you zoom out, get some perspective on the old highs that we saw. Have a look at the monthly chart, where the price is. Put in your 10 and 20 period moving average on your charts and have a look what that candle looks like. It's a bullish candle in the cradle zone after a pullback. It's what we want to see. It's what we see in healthy trends. So the monthly now looks bullish as well. The weekly has stopped looking as bearish. There's a micro uptrend, and the daily is definitely in a daily uptrend. So for me, being patient, that's where the money's made. Waiting for that very good trade that I can get into and let it run. So for me, I'll scale out my risk and then I'll let the thing move. Because if I can get three or four trades or more in this uptrend that go and become risk-free trades and we don't have the market come back to the stop loss, then I can get onto you know, who knows how many multiples of risk. If I get a $100 stop loss and I get a $1,000 move, that's a 10 times risk multiple move. Now, that's only $1,000. What if we get a $10,000 move? That's insane. So it's about waiting for the opportunity. The fact that I am bullish doesn't mean that I've got a trade on yet. It means that I'm looking for trades to the upside and following my strategies. I wanted to make that very clear because some people have been questioning it, not understanding it, asking all sorts of things in Facebook about, you know, where to buy, all that sort of thing. But I am very bullish. I am waiting for a pullback. And that's basically the story, guys. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.